Manufacturers retrain workers rather than cut jobs as AI spreads. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650. The New York Times reported in May 2026 that the most productive industrial AI deployments are adding headcount rather than cutting jobs, contradicting dominant fears of AI-driven workforce elimination. U.S. manufacturers are investing in record capital expenditure cycles for automation and software while simultaneously retraining workers rather than reducing headcount. Labor markets in precision manufacturing, logistics, and process industries remain structurally tight, forcing manufacturers to choose between augmentation and displacement models of AI implementation. The dominant fear in manufacturing labor markets, that artificial intelligence eliminates jobs, is colliding with a quieter reality. The most productive industrial deployments of AI in 2026 are adding headcount, not cutting it. The New York Times reported in May 2026 that AI adoption does not necessarily translate into workforce reductions, a finding with direct implications for how institutional capital prices risk in industrials and manufacturing sectors. The article's timing is not accidental. It lands as U.S. manufacturers are absorbing record capital expenditure cycles in automation and software, while labor markets in precision manufacturing, logistics, and process industries remain structurally tight. The question for private equity and institutional allocators is no longer whether AI disrupts industrial labor. The question is which disruption model, augmentation or displacement, actually generates durable returns. Details on specific company names, deal values, and executive quotes from the New York Times source were not disclosed in the available text. The analysis below draws on the headline thesis and documented industry context to frame the investment implications. The fear of AI-driven mass unemployment in manufacturing does not match what operators are actually seeing on the floor, said no specific executive named in the available source text. The analytical weight, though, sits with the data pattern, manufacturers deploying AI in co-pilot configurations, tools that assist workers rather than replace them, are reporting productivity gains without the severance costs, retraining friction, and political risk that accompany mass displacement events. The nut paragraph, every institutional allocator with exposure to industrials, whether through direct equity, leveraged buyout positions, or infrastructure-adjacent manufacturing assets, needs a framework for this. AI deployment strategy is now a valuation variable. A portfolio company choosing augmentation over displacement carries a different EBITDA margin trajectory, a different labor relations profile, and a different regulatory risk surface than one executing a headcount reduction playbook. Getting this distinction wrong in diligence costs money. The augmentation model changes the EBITDA math. The displacement thesis in manufacturing AI goes like this: automate a function, remove a headcount, capture the salary line as margin. Clean. Predictable. Modelable in a 5-year LBO projection. The augmentation thesis is more complex, and potentially more valuable. A worker equipped with an AI copilot, whether in quality inspection, predictive maintenance, or production scheduling, can handle more throughput, catch more defects, and reduce downtime without the firm absorbing the transition costs of removing that worker. Training costs fall. Institutional knowledge is retained. And crucially, the productivity gain accrues without triggering the regulatory scrutiny, union grievance processes, or public relations exposure that displacement events generate in 2026. For private equity buyers underwriting industrials assets, the math shifts. If augmentation captures 60-70% of the productivity upside that displacement would generate, while eliminating severance, retraining, and reputational risk, the risk-adjusted return profile of the augmentation model may exceed the displacement model on a net present value basis. The specific percentages are Plaquemium's analytical framing, not sourced figures. The directional logic is sound. Historical context supports this. During the 2010 CNC automation wave in precision manufacturing, plants that retrained operators to oversee multiple machines rather than laying off operators maintained lower turnover rates and higher equipment utilization rates than plants that reduced headcount aggressively. The productivity gains in the retrained model proved stickier. The displacement model created a skills gap that showed up in quality metrics within 18 to 36 months. Labor market tightness makes displacement economically risky. U.S. manufacturing employment has remained structurally tight through 2025 and into 2026. Skilled trades, CNC operators, maintenance technicians, and quality engineers are in short supply across the Midwest and Southeast industrial corridors. Displacing workers with AI in this environment is not simply a human cost. It is an operational risk. A plant that eliminates a skilled maintenance technician in favor of an AI-driven predictive maintenance system has removed a human who held tacit knowledge about that facility's specific equipment quirks, failure modes, and vendor relationships. When the AI flags an anomaly the model has not seen before, there is no experienced operator to interpret it. Downtime follows. The augmentation model preserves that knowledge while layering AI efficiency on top of it. For a private equity-owned manufacturer running on tight working capital and thin covenants, a single unplanned production stoppage can be the difference between covenant compliance and a forbearance. Conversation with lenders. Our view, in a tight labor market, the displacement model carries hidden operational leverage that standard EBITDA diligence does not capture. Acquirers underwriting displacement-heavy AI strategies should stress test the scenario where 15 to 20% of displaced workers are not successfully replaced by the AI system within the first operating year. Private equity buyers are pricing AI strategy into entry multiples. The market is beginning to differentiate. Industrial businesses with documented AI augmentation programs, particularly those with measurable throughput improvements per operator, are commanding premium entry multiples in 2026 deal processes. Specific transaction multiples from the New York Times source were not disclosed, as the full article text was unavailable. What the market knows from adjacent deal data, industrial software and automation businesses have historically traded at 12 to 18x EBITDA in strategic processes, a premium to pure manufacturing assets at 6 to 10x, reflecting the IP and recurring revenue components. The spread between these brackets is a proxy for how much the market values technology-enabled productivity versus traditional manufacturing scale. As AI augmentation becomes a documented, repeatable capability within a manufacturing operation rather than a capital equipment purchase, the argument for compressing that multiple spread toward the software end grows stronger. Key risk: the augmentation premium only holds if the productivity gains are auditable. A seller claiming AI-driven efficiency improvements without documented output per operator data, defect rate reductions, or maintenance cost declines is selling a narrative. Diligence teams need to see the operational data, not the vendor slide deck. Private equity firms that build proprietary benchmarking frameworks for AI augmentation productivity, capturing the variables that matter in manufacturing contexts, will have a sourcing advantage in a market where sellers and their advisors are increasingly packaging AI capability as a valuation driver. The regulatory tailwind is real and underappreciated. The augmentation versus displacement distinction matters to regulators as much as to operators. In 2026, legislative attention to AI-driven workforce disruption has intensified in the EU and is growing in US state capitals with significant manufacturing bases. Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana, states that collectively represent a material share of US industrial employment, have seen legislative proposals targeting AI-driven mass displacement events in manufacturing. A portfolio company pursuing augmentation rather than displacement does not simply sidestep moral hazard. It sidesteps a regulatory risk that is not yet priced into most industrial mergers and acquisitions processes. A change of control triggering an AI-driven restructuring in a state that passes a mass displacement notification statute could face delays, costs, and reputational consequences that erode acquisition thesis returns. Plaquemines position: regulatory risk from AI displacement in manufacturing is a 2027 to 2028 earnings event for firms that acquire and immediately restructure headcount using AI. It is not in the consensus model. It should be. The Plaquemines view: the market is treating AI in industrials as a binary question. Automation reduces labor, labor is a cost, therefore automation improves margins. That framework is too simple, and it is going to produce write-downs. The more durable thesis is this: AI in manufacturing is a productivity multiplier on existing human capital, not a substitute for it. The companies that will generate the most consistent EBITDA improvement from AI investment are those that use the technology to raise output per worker rather than to reduce worker count. The margin capture is smaller per unit, but the operational resilience, labor market positioning, and regulatory risk profile are materially superior. For institutional allocators, this has a specific implication. When evaluating AI strategy in an industrial target, the first question should not be how many headcount reductions are planned. It should be what is the documented output improvement per operator, and how does that compare to the sector baseline? That reframe separates the companies building durable capability from the ones booking one-time restructuring gains that will not recur. The second-order play: businesses that become known as augmentation employers in tight labor markets will attract and retain the skilled trades workers that displacement-heavy competitors have lost. In 5 years, that human capital advantage will show up in quality metrics, customer retention, and ultimately in terminal multiple. The market is not pricing that today. The bottom line: AI in industrials does not have to mean layoffs, and the most sophisticated capital is beginning to underwrite that distinction. The augmentation model preserves operational resilience, reduces regulatory exposure, and retains the institutional knowledge that displacement strategies permanently destroy. Private equity buyers entering industrial assets in 2026 should demand documented, auditable AI productivity data and diligence, stress test displacement-heavy theses against tight labor market assumptions, and price regulatory risk from workforce reduction strategies as a real, if currently unquantified, liability. The firms that build a proprietary framework for separating augmentation signal from displacement noise will have a measurable edge in the next 18 months of industrial deal flow.